BBC News with Neil Nunes. In a groundbreaking verdict, a jury in California has found the tech giants Google and Meta liable for harming a young woman's mental health by creating intentionally addictive social media platforms. Jurors awarded the woman a total of $6 million in damages over her childhood addiction to Instagram and YouTube. Her lawyer said the verdict was a message to an entire industry that accountability had arrived. Here's our technology editor, Zoe Kleinman.
This is a real game-changing moment for social media. Whatever happens next, and there's likely to be appeals and legal processes to follow, the long-term impact on these platforms that are used by billions of people could be really dramatic. Perhaps we'll see the design features that the jury found made the sites more addictive, things like auto-scrolling, things like algorithmic recommendations. Perhaps they'll have to go.
Meta and Google said separately they would appeal. Iran's foreign minister has said officials are reviewing U.S. proposals on ending the war, but that Tehran has no intention of holding talks with the United States. Abbas Araghchi said an exchange of messages did not mean negotiations.
They've put forward some ideas. I saw in one or two places that it was described as a 15-point plan, but these were presented as various proposals. All of them have been conveyed to the country's senior authorities, and if it becomes necessary to take a position, that will certainly be decided. For now, our policy is to continue resisting and to continue defending the country.
He said America had failed in its war goals of scoring a quick victory and regime change. Earlier, Tehran issued counter-demands to America's peace plan, including reparations. The White House has continued to insist talks are continuing and that President Trump was ready to unleash hell if Tehran did not accept a deal. The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution declaring the transatlantic slave trade a crime against humanity. The Ghana-led motion, backed by African Union and Caribbean states, was passed with 123 votes in favor. Ghana's foreign minister is Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa.
This resolution sends a very clear message that the international community would no longer tolerate impunity, that the international community stands for justice, that the international community and our multilateral system we have erected, no matter how long it takes, the day of reckoning will come.
The United States military has struck an alleged drug trafficking boat in the Caribbean, killing 4 people. The U.S. Southern Command said the vessel was on a known smuggling route and described those killed as narco-terrorists. BBC News. North Korea has welcomed the Belarusian president on his first visit to Pyongyang as the two countries aim to strengthen relations. Alexander Lukashenko was greeted with a 21-gun salute while North Korean school children waved both countries' flags. The two sanctioned states are strong allies of Russia and have supported President Putin's war against Ukraine. The boss of Canada's national airline is under pressure to resign after releasing a condolence message for the recent deaths of 2 pilots in English only. One of the pilots killed in Sunday's collision at LaGuardia Airport was from French-speaking Quebec. Prime Minister Mark Carney said his response showed a lack of compassion. The skeleton of a legendary French soldier who inspired the novel The Three Musketeers is thought to have been found under a Dutch church floor. DNA tests are underway to determine whether the remains discovered in Maastricht belong to Charles de Batz de Castelmore, better known as D'Artagnan, killed in the 17th century. Joanna Keane has this report.
Long live the Musketeers!
It was a time when danger was irresistible.
The Three Musketeers has been adapted for screen many times with a range of actors taking on the role of the swashbuckling French soldier. D'Artagnan's body was long rumoured to have been buried in the church, but no evidence had been found until a few broken tiles led to the discovery of a skeleton, a bullet thought to have killed him, and a coin from the time. The archaeologist involved said it could be the highlight of his career.
Brazil has unveiled the first supersonic fighter jet to be produced domestically, joining a small group of nations able to do so. President Lula da Silva christened the F-39E Gripen jet from the Swedish firm Saab with champagne, saying the project would help ensure national sovereignty. BBC World News.